today on Real Life Radio.
I believe that today, if you're willing to open up your heart and your mind, you'll see the reality of Jesus Christ and that God has announced, especially in this dark world, that God has announced to us that there's hope, there's life, there's forgiveness, because God has promised this in His holy word.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace. But daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now in his special Easter sunrise message called Out of the Darkness. We're so glad you're with us today. You know, Jesus brought out of the darkness eternal life. He is the reason to embrace life and to live it with joy, knowing that when He returns, we'll be in heaven with Him. You see, our faith is founded upon the wonderful truth that God raised Christ from the dead. In Christ, we have absolute hope and assurance that we worship a God that gives us new life. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that Jesus brought us the real mission for our lives, and that is to share with others that He did what no one else could do. Out of the darkness, He rose from the dead to bring meaning, hope, comfort, and salvation to our lives. Now with His special Easter sunrise message called Out of the Darkness, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for me to, do you know what to do next? Yes. He's risen. And He is. Listen, let's be real quiet. Can we hear the birds? Yes. You know, they started talking like this when you started singing. And you ever wonder, you ever think about what are those little guys are singing about? Do we ever pause to think about it? They're not singing about the problems in the world. They're not singing about taxes. They're not singing about the woes and pandemics and culture. They're singing about the Almighty God risen from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Absolutely awesome. Well, church family, we have been going through this series this week, and obviously this morning we end it with a series of services today themed Out of the Darkness. And don't tell anybody, but out of all of the services today, you've picked the best one to come to, because we are literally coming out of the darkness. And it's awesome. Father, we pray that by the moving of Your Holy Spirit, You would seize us this morning. Father, I would think that on a morning like this, that those who 2,000 years ago ran to the tomb, though they were disappointed, though they were sad, though they were heavy-hearted, they ran to the tomb with embalming fluid and thinking that they were going to see a dead body, but they were happily shocked and surprised. I pray that those that are here today, I would assume, are believers, but Lord, what if this morning, Father, You want to cause there to be a dawning in the heart of one man, one woman, one boy, one girl, one family here today, that all of the Bible and all of time and eternity and the cross of Christ and the empty tomb this morning in Jerusalem is to reach that one person, because You are the kind of God that would go to such lengths to rescue one soul. And for that, every single one of us are grateful. We pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, church, obviously, but if you've never studied, it's not so obvious that the most documented historical ancient event in history is none other than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We know nothing in comparison to Aristotle or Plato or the ancient ones who existed. Think about it for a moment. We know nothing factually. Nobody denies the existence of Abraham. But what we get out of antiquity, we have staked the claim that it's enough. None of you have met George Washington, and yet you don't doubt his existence. But there's more books, there's more authorship, there's more writing, there's more eyewitness accounts of the life of Christ, both his friends, his foes, and the undecided, than any other person in all of human history. And you need to sit up and take notice of that today. The Bible tells us, and I'll read it to you, but can you stand for a moment? Wait, you're all comfortable. It's okay. You're all good. And you're warm. I see some of you all cuddled up. By the end of this message, you'll all be cuddling up. This is a Southern California winter, it feels like right now. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 28, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, I'm watching it happen right here today, as the sky is turning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was like or white as snow. He and the guards shook for fear and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus whom was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with great fear and great joy, and they ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." I believe that today, if you're willing to open up your heart and your mind, you'll see the reality of Jesus Christ, and that God has announced, especially in this dark world, that God has announced to us that there's hope, there's life, there's forgiveness, because God has promised this in his holy word. Remarkable. By the way, a little bit of background to this morning, 21 centuries ago, the Bible tells us in the Gospels that on Saturday, there's only one verse that covers it, and it's Luke chapter 23, verse 56. Pay close attention to this, everybody. Luke 23:56 says, "And they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils." That's exactly what a Jew was supposed to do for a departed loved one or friend, was to saturate their grave cloths with beautiful, fragrant spice oils and perfumes for burial. It's your last attempt to express your love and your commitment and your joy for knowing that person. So keep that in mind. On Saturday, the disciples, especially the women, they're preparing spices. First of all, according to the law, they were not supposed to do that at all. They're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath. They're not to be working. There were good, kosher women preparing these spices. But something drove them beyond the law. Something drove them beyond what Moses had said, "You shall do nothing on this day." They blew that off. What drove them? But the love and the devotion for Jesus Christ. I think God was pleased with that form of so-called disobedience. Weren't you? Aren't you impressed by that? I'm impressed by that. So number one, church, as we look at this morning, out of the darkness, Jesus Christ brings the real reason to life. When Jesus Christ rose again from the grave, he set a grand exclamation point, as it were, and he made the announcement that life in him cannot be stopped. Life in him cannot be shut down. That when Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, what he brought out of the darkness was eternal life. And it's exactly, if you're honest with yourself, it's exactly what you want to know. Eternal life is exactly what you want to experience. It's not just because you have been either coerced or bribed. Maybe somebody bribed you with hot chocolate this morning or breakfast after this. Down deep inside, no matter what your worldview might be, you want to live forever. That's why death is such a horrific thought and such a grand interruption in your life. You want to live. An atheist wants to live. Why is that? Because God has put that in your heart. And when Jesus rose again from the dead, he rose bringing us the great reason of why we should love life and embrace life. Right here, the Bible says, we read it a moment ago, that in Matthew 28, verse 1, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. They didn't even show up to see Jesus. They were coming to see the tomb with hopes that maybe they could find somebody to roll away the stone. Did they believe that he was resurrected from the dead at that moment? The answer, no. But did they go out of devotion to pay their respects to the dead? Yes. Have you ever been? Of course you have. To a funeral, the death of a loved one, how wrong it feels. Child, a parent, a husband, a wife, a friend. It's such a grand interruption. And you experience that gathering and there's a heaviness, and there should be, and I understand that. But as I mentioned on Good Friday, we know something. On that day that Jesus was crucified, what you and I need to remember to appreciate is that this morning was coming. God had announced it. God had prepared for it. God had put forth his word. But just note this. If you're a skeptic this morning, and if you have doubt in your heart and mind, just know this. The very ones who traveled with Jesus went to the tomb that morning to pay their respects because they thought he was still dead. But when Jesus Christ came out of the tomb, he brought forth the real reason to live. Suicide is sweeping our nation, and it's unnecessary. Think about it. You know, I, of course, I'm with you on this one, but I told some friends just before this service while worship was going on. I said, you know what should be happening right now? And this is by no means self-serving to any one of us. But in the condition our nation is in right now, that is people losing their lives unnecessarily, that if people really cared, you would think that Fox and CNN and NBC, they would have set up cameras here right now. They would have said, you know what, we'll try it. Resurrection Sunday morning, we'll stream this service across the nation. Why? It might save a life. Think about that for a moment. To hear the fact that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, and when he did that, he brought forth a great reason for you to live. Young people need to hear that today. In Mark chapter 16, verse 1, the Bible says, now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him, Jesus, his body. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb, Sunday morning. So they came, listen, with spices. They came with wrecked emotions, no doubt about it. They came with tearful, maybe eyes puffy from crying over the weekend, over what they had witnessed at the cross. They came with broken dreams. Their lives were wrapped up in Jesus, and now he's gone. They came with questions on their lips, no doubt, and with great confusion in their minds. Listen, friends, if you find yourself ever in that situation, and in life you will, it's never a good time in such a moment to make decisions regarding your life until you find out that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and that he gives the answer to life. Don't do it. Don't make a decision on anything regarding your life until you understand that the God who made you is the God who died for you and rose again from the dead.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
In a word, they came to the tomb filled with hopelessness. But boy, were they in for a shock. After all that Jesus had said and done with them, after everything they had heard and seen, in their minds, he was gone. There was no hope, but hope was about to invade them. They didn't realize that Jesus had come out of the dark. Number two, Jesus Christ brings the real answer to spirituality. Not sure if you're aware of this or not. The data is there where church, look at my fingers, church in America is dying as we traditionally know church. Now, I'm looking around right now and it doesn't look very dead here. Why? Because listen, you know that church can't save you. You came here to celebrate a risen Savior. But listen, because the church on the surface is dying in communities, notice what people have done. Again, especially young people, they have gravitated towards spirituality. And they will. It's nothing new. God made you a spiritual creature. And when you don't know Jesus, you'll go to something. And there's been a great resurgence in the world right now of Satanism. And I'll just say this. People are searching. And when you think about them gravitating to New Age and all this kind of bizarre, esoteric type of thinking, it's a spirituality. And the culmination of all attempts to be spiritual leads to that very one called Satan. And people today are losing hope, and so they're gravitating towards Satanism. There's all kinds of stuff going on right now. And by the way, in the United States, there's a tremendous move, and it's been going on, where satanic churches are being started across the United States. And that's strange to us, but it's not strange to the reality that down deep inside, you're spiritual. You've got a spiritual hunger inside. And in Matthew 28, verse 2, the Bible says, "Behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord," you want spiritual? Check this out. "The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the dead," or from the door, excuse me. I love the angel rolled back the door. The angel rolled back. Well, Jesus was already gone. Jesus didn't roll it back. The angel rolled it back. Don't think for a moment, well, the angel rolled it back so Jesus could get out. Jesus was not on the inside going, "Oh man, come on." Can you imagine orchestrating all this? Okay, the heaven's got headsets on and microphones. Okay, cue angel. Have angel descend. Jesus, are you ready? Ready. Okay, angel, now, lightning strike, earthquake, move, roll stone. He was already gone. He didn't need that stone rolled away. The angel rolled the stone back so Peter and John could run in. He rolled the stone back so history could record that Christ is risen from the dead. It's absolutely awesome. But the verse goes on to tell us that after he rolled back the stone from the door, he sat on it. I just love that. I would have written it this way. He rolled back the stone and sat on it while folding his arms. He might have even had a toothpick in his mouth. It's awesome. His countenance was like lightning. Can you imagine? Just. And his clothing was white as snow. And the guards, that's the Roman guards, secular Roman guards, secular history. The Roman guards shook for fear and became like dead men. They were just absolutely overwhelmed and overtaken. The third thing is this: out of the darkness, Jesus Christ brings the real mission to our lives. Now I got to control myself and keep true to the clock on this one. My dear friends, family, listen, all of you together, it'd probably go over better in this crowd than any other. But until you know, if you know a mission for your life that's been given to you by God, you have yet to live your life. Young people today, listen, you do not have a mission to live your life unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Pastor, I'm going to be a doctor. Go ahead and be a doctor. By the way, be a good one. I'm going to go into the Air Force. Okay, God bless you. Do your best. I'm going to be fill in the blank. Be your best. But listen, the Bible tells us that God has put eternity in your hearts, our hearts. And the truth is this, that a mission for your very existence as a human being has been given to you by God. And if you don't know what that is, then you're going to be bouncing off the walls in life, going from one course to one degree, to one classroom, to one career, all to the other, like an absolute pinball machine, And you wake up at the age of 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 and you're going to ask yourself the question, what's this all about? You don't have to do that. Jesus rose again from the dead and he gives us a mission that's eternal. You can do all those things to put food on your table, but that's not the reason why you were born, my friend. And young people need to hear this more than ever. There's a mission for your life. Find out what God's purpose is for your life and see what will happen. What's going on, Jack? I don't know. I'm just hanging on to Jesus. It's amazing. People ask me, how you doing? I always say this. Fine, the last time I checked. The key is don't check. Just hang on. Your Christianity should be absolutely radical. The days are dark. Oh, look what's happening. Oh, it's terrible. Let's move out of California. Wait a minute. I'm announcing to the world right now, you gotta move to California. It's crazy. It's a beautiful kind of crazy, but it's crazy. There's a great war going on. And we have a mission. It's to share the love of God, that God forgives, God saves. The cross, he died. The tomb, he rose. And this is the epicenter, in my opinion. Of course, I think so. God has sent me to this part of the world, as it were, for a mission. You as well. Number four, Jesus Christ brings the real thrill to being alive. The Bible says here in verse 7, and go quickly, said the angel, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. The greatest absolute announcement to this moment and forever will be, my friends. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And that fact is laid out, and the world has got to deal with it. It's a fact. Christ rose again from the grave. Our faith is founded upon fact, not some dream. Oh, you Christians in your blind faith. Blind faith? Our faith is based upon the fact recorded in the scripture. It's absolutely awesome. The fifth thing is this, everybody. The fifth thing is this, and it's the final thing. Out of the darkness, Jesus brings the real comfort for our lives. When he rose again from the grave, you stop and you think about that for a moment. When he rose from the grave, he brought absolute comfort. Stop and think for a moment. Put yourself in their sandals. Jesus has risen from the dead. What does this mean now? He shattered the grave. He broke it. What does it mean for us? We've got to talk to him. We've got to find out, what is this? The tomb is empty. Jesus Christ is the only one who says, come and follow me. And then yields up his life on the cross for our sins, your sins and mine. He died in our place because you see, all of us are condemned by our own sins. He died 21 centuries ago, but for every reason why he died here in the 21st century, you can say right now, I'll have to agree. The Bible says he died for our sins. Now, theologically, this is an absolute fact. If Adam and Eve would have had one child and one child only, Jesus Christ would have died for the three of them. Did you know that? That's a theological fact. Now see, we have a hard time with that because can one life be that valuable? According to God, the answer is absolutely yes. You have a hard time believing that because you don't understand. You've been told to have self-esteem, and that's assigned to your emotions, and that's whimsical, and it's very unpredictable. It's kind of like giving somebody candy for dinner. But when God says, you're valuable to me, and I love you with an everlasting love, and therefore I'm drawing you to myself, I want you to come to me as you are. Oh, but I'll clean myself up first. No. God says, no way, I won't accept it. Were you here Friday night about the thief on the cross? He didn't even get to wash his hands. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He doesn't want you to clean yourself up because that's impossible. Jesus said that I can come just as I am? Yep. Here's the great thing though, listen up everybody. Jesus said that you can come just as you are. Why? Because he's not gonna leave you like that. He'll change you. And he'll fill your life with meaning and with hope and the answer to the deep spiritual yearning of your heart.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in a special Easter sunrise message called Out of the Darkness, Thanks for being with us today. You know, our prayer is that in celebrating this Passion Week, you'll come to realize the urgency to come to Christ, knowing that He is the only way to eternal life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.